This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We did have one shining moment. We had it with the Eagles. We're going to have it with Hugh Douglas's bracket here, the bracket of Hughes. We have to play this when we crown the winner in a couple weeks.
Wait a minute. I was wondering what this was.
You know,
this
is
the song they play after you win.
Yeah, Luther at the end of the tournament.
That's horrible.
Oh, it's one of the best. It's one of the best moments of the year.
You don't like Luther?
Like, oh, I love Luther.
But this song, when the tournament ends? And all the highlights?
Yeah,
it's great. Well, get ready for it, because when we crown the champion, are you going to cut down the nets, Hugh?
Yeah, I cut them down.
I think we need to get a net, and you have to cut it down.
We'll have a net in the studio.
Because no matter what, you're the champion.
That's true.
I mean, it's all you.
It's just whichever version it lands on.
Yep. Are we looking for your favorite Hugh today?
We had some internet submissions, and some that I forgot about. We have Turncoat Douglas.
Oh.
Turncoat Douglas, for real?
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
That they were tomato cans.
Now, is Turncoat Douglas and Benedict Arnold Douglas, they're the same?
Yeah,
or
Benedict Douglas. That might just be,
yeah, I think Benedict Douglas
one and the same.
Is Turncoat Douglas.
Right.
I mean, you called their opponents tomato cans. They had beat the Rams and Ravens in back-to-back weeks when you said
that.
And the Commanders, by the way, who were in the NFC Championship.
Beat the Cleveland Browns. And then who did they beat?
The Commanders, the Ravens, the Rams.
Basically, you called Lamar, Jaden and Stafford, tomato cans.
You're taking it out of context.
No, that's what you did.
It was fluid when I said it.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Keep playing it, though. Yeah. That's what makes it even worse.
Benedict Arnold Douglas is a really good one.
For some reason, just that alone is such a funny cut to me.
That right there. Just
because it gives off the impression that you're going on a different station and just crapping
just
on the Eagles.
Yeah, I know. And everybody's like, what is he talking about? This is more context.
I couldn't believe my ears when I heard it. I was appalled.
See, then that layer that extra layer of frosting that you add on that cake right there is not needed.
All right. So any more good ones, or is that the only one right now?
We got a few. Hold on. Let me
pull those up. This hour, of course, brought to you on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Are the best or most creative, or just the one that gets us to laugh the most today, is going to win a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Kyle and I and the full committee will get together this weekend and put together a bracket of Hughes.
Oh, so we had Turncoat Douglas. We also have No Coat Douglas.
Oh.
No Coat. Yeah, wow.
I mean, that was your quest to find a coat for 2 years really was a big
and
thing.
And I finally
right?
got mine. I got it out of the out of storage, so I got it. I washed it, so I'm good to go now.
Okay, he's good to go. All right, now, before we get back to the phone lines, are you expecting, bracing yourself for a reset year? And if you want to comment on Daryl Morey's use of AI to make decisions, you could do that as well.
Yeah, he set himself back with that one.
Yeah, he did. Well, he set the Sixers back, so we're all even there. So let's hear from the guys that left, some of the bigger names. Josh Sweat, introduced yesterday by the Arizona Cardinals. Let's listen here to Josh Sweat.
It makes the transition a lot easier, honestly. It's kind of a no-brainer, really. Great situation. People that I've already, been around and I'm winning games with. So I know, you know, I know it's the right situation for sure. You know, I like to laugh, have a good time and stuff, and I know around them they want to have a good time, you know, while winning, you know, and working and stuff. So that's me. It helps me get through the day, stuff like that. You know that I know I can have a good time with while still working. And you know what I'm saying?
Is that what stood out most about them in your 2 years together back in Philly?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, like I said, we won a lot of games, and it was a great time. You know, we didn't get it done in the end, but the journey with them, with both of those guys, was amazing. So, I mean, it was time to try to do it again.
So that was really the question, Hugh, was about if the relationship he had with Jonathan Gannon, and I think Nick Rails is their defensive coordinator, he was on the staff here, if that played into his decision.
Yeah,
it seemed like he wanted to play for him again.
I think it's a smart move for Josh, because you're going somewhere where somebody's familiar with you, they're familiar with your style, and they're going to work with you. So I think out of all the guys, he'll probably be in a position to have the most success. Not saying that the other guys won't have success, but it'll probably be a little easier for Josh because they're familiar with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, his most sacks in a season was with Gannon, so I'm sure that they have a good relationship there. Let's listen to Milton Williams yesterday, introduced by the Patriots. It's kind of crazy to say this out loud just because the cap keeps going up, so like the guys now are always more paid than they used to be, but he's the highest paid player in the history of the Patriots, which, I mean, they had Tom Brady for 20 years, but that's the money they gave him. Let's hear from Milton on kind of thanking everyone here for his journey to get to where he is.
You know, pick their brain. I did a lot of that in Philadelphia with Brandon Graham, Javon Hargrave, Josh Sweat, Derek Barnett. These guys, you know, they took me under their wing, taught me how to take care of my body, and just going to practice and getting better every single day. And, you know, that leads to winning games, winning playoff games, and Super Bowls. So that's all I know. Resilience, togetherness. Coach Sirianni used to say, you can't be great without the greatness of others. And knowing that this is a team game, it's not about any individual. And just being together as one.
Are Sirianni's core values making their way around the NFL now? Is this the tree of Sirianni?
I don't give a shit.
And you're listening to a guy who has a tremendous amount of respect for what Coach Sirianni was. See, like, he's a bubblehead to us, and that's never going
to
change.
Not to me.
Well, he's a bubble. He's a Super Bowl winning bubblehead.
Well, I'm a Sirianni guy now. You forgot.
But
yeah, you're the only one
message
that
the in that I'm not the only one that thinks bubblehead.
Only one here.
But the message in the locker room is resonating with these guys, and that's the reason why they won, man. He got paid. Not only for what he did on the field, but for they want him to be a leader in that locker room, you know, and that's how it starts. You want that guy. He's a good player, and he's a culture guy, because they're trying to change the culture up there.
Yep.
They're trying to get back to that winning culture, and they want him to be a part of that.
Yeah, that was cool. He learned, talking about all the guys he learned from, because he played with a lot of great defensive linemen here. Also, Milton talking about the greatest days of his life, which I think he may rank as the Super Bowl one, or at least he did. Let's hear from Milton yesterday.
Yeah, that's a blessing, man. I just won Super Bowl a couple weeks ago, so I thought that was like the biggest day of my life. But I feel this probably gonna jump that for sure. You know, being known as the highest average salary or whatever, however you want to call it, that's big, man. You know, like I said, they believed in me. Obviously, they studied me as a player and as a person. They know what I bring to the table. Physicality, toughness, determination, and you know, I thrive on people telling me I can't do something. So bring it on.
Hugh, I do think, and you said you think Sweat, it's a good, nice, seamless spot for him, Arizona with Gannon. I do think Milton Williams is the most interesting guy that's left to track what happens next in his career. Because I feel like the other ones, I kind of know, right? Like, Sweat's good. He'll probably be good for a few more years as he gets closer to 30. We know what CJGJ is. He might be a guy that wears his welcome out after a year or so, but he's an impactful player. Kenny Gainwell, like, we know what most of these guys are. Slay's older. Hugh, the Patriots paid Williams to be great.
Yes.
And now I'm interested to see, can he do that as he gets into his prime of his career? Or is he going to be a guy in a year or two, people are like, man, they overpaid. We're going to find out.
I'm rooting for him. I mean, because the reality of the situation is this, and I've been through free agency, and I've been in situations where they tell you what you want to hear, but when it's actually the rubber meets the road, things change and they meander. I think he's in a pretty good situation because Coach Vrabel played the game. But there is that he's the highest paid player, the highest paid player thing. That's that.
Yep.
I'm good for one of those today. So there's that. They're going to have to put him in position to be successful. And a lot of times when you're making that kind of money and you got that kind of weight, I don't think he realizes what was said in that, like the highest paid player in the history of the Patriots. You're talking about Brewski.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Like who is it? Richard Seymour.
Rob Gronkowski.
Like
Hall of Famers. I mean, great. All-timers.
And even though you're not the caliber of player as those guys, they're looking at you like that.
Well, the other thing, because obviously that was with the media, he's doing that press conference. We didn't ever, like, Milton could have a tough game here, and it wouldn't reverberate in the city, right?
It's going to reverberate there.
Of course it is.
It's going to be like, oh, we paid him the first, you know how it goes. Oh, he got all that money, and he did it. Yeah,
well, like,
that's a lot
like
of
us
heat,
with
man.
Bryce Huff last year, right? Yeah. When 3 or 4 weeks went by and it was nothing, it was a big topic. It'll be the same. Now, if he plays great, then that won't be, but that's the nature of being that. All right, 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phone lines here. D.O.T. in West Philly. What's up, D.O.T.?
Hey, man, what's going on with y'all, man?
What's up, D.O.T.? Man?
Hey, I got a few questions, but I want to say something to Joe first before I say my question.
Okay.
Hey, first of all, I was going to go at you first, but I kind of understand why you taking this angle of Josh Sweat on the same level as you. First of all, you probably look at it differently because you're the player. As fans, I can guarantee you nobody even think about Josh Sweat. They're nowhere near Hugh Douglas. Nowhere near it. Listen, Josh Sweat is a good player, and whoever said he was above average, that was perfect. And I love Josh Sweat, but you cannot put him on his pedestal with these other players. You check yourself. The dude is getting $40 million nowadays. If he's getting 18 on his best day, that's telling you something right there. Like he's getting 18 because he showed his behind off in the last game of the season. That's why he's getting 18. He's not this high-level player like you're trying to make him to be.
He's a good D.O.T., he's a good player.
D.O.T.,
he's been
good.
But my point was, he is a really good Eagle. And what I was trying to say is, he's closer.
You can't compare him to no Hugh.
Watch this. Okay, I'm about to.
I was a young boy when I was watching him, so I don't know. But how many sacks do you have, bro?
Hey, Michael, as an Eagle, it's like, what, 50-something?
They're going down by the day, though.
All right, are you ready for this time? You brought me here, so now I got to give you the numbers, all right? Let me give it to you. Now, D.O.T., we agree. Hugh is a higher-level player than Josh Sweat at his best. I mean, I think everyone knows that. But as an Eagle, in an Eagles uniform, Josh Sweat went to 2 Super Bowls, had 2.5 sacks in a Super Bowl, won a title. Hugh obviously got to 1 Super Bowl with the Eagles. But as an Eagle, he has 41. If he has 43 sacks, Hugh had 51.5. My point wasn't that Josh is better than Hugh. My point is
he's comparable.
He's not some guy. He's if you look at the history of Eagles sacks, he's up there. Like, this guy's been a good player here for 7 years, helped them to 2 Super Bowls. And what frustrated me, D.O.T., not that people should say he's great, but the dismissal of him, like, oh, whatever, Josh Sweat, he's just okay.
Or he's just a guy.
No,
the fans are saying he's not going to be, oh, the defense, the end's going to be crazy. I think Nolan Smith is better than him right now. So me personally, us losing Josh Sweat, it's not that big of a deal. Just like I don't think it was a big of a deal. CJ, I like CJ. I was kind of upset, but once I thought about it, you gotta let them dudes go. They parts of the defense.
They were never that good.
The main parts are still there. So people don't understand. The main parts that make the defense work the way it's supposed to work, it's still there. And I'm not talking about just Carter and the rookies. I'm talking about the offensive line that keep the ball away from the defense of the offense that we're playing against. That's part of the defense getting out right there. Nobody's bringing that up. When we get the ball, teams know in the fourth quarter you're not getting the ball back. Defense, sit back and put your hands behind your head because you're not getting in yet. That's how it's been, and nobody's been saying that. I understand the defense has been great, but part of that is because the offensive line, Jalen Hurts, can't forget the receivers that's blocking downfield, and Saquon. They holding the ball, you kick it, and that's why the defense looked good some games.
So DOT, I agree with you, but it works both ways, right? Because the defense so good, the offense could play a certain way. If the defense,
hold on.
I agree with you. The offense holds the ball; it makes the defense better. They're fresher. But if the defense gives up points early, you can't play run the football all game. You got to throw it more. It changes everything. It's complementary.
That's true, but that gives props to Coach Sirianni. Well, not just Sirianni, but Kellen Moore too.
Yeah, I agree.
They were down a few times in through the season when they were down. They went down a lot to throw the ball, but some teams would have got out of pocket and start throwing the ball down 6-0. And the Eagles, they kept running it. No, we're not going to get out of pocket yet. We're only down 10. We're only down 6. We're going to run the ball. So that's part of coaching, not just the defense. All that ties in. Everybody keep worrying about these players leaving. Like, offense doesn't tie in with that. And the offense should get paid more than defense. That's the offensive league. I think they did put more in the defense when they went out and drafted the two corners of the first two picks. They never do that. And people don't understand they never do these things. They pay Zach Brown how much? What
did I say today? 51. I got you.
They're on the defense. They're paying the offense, but they're picking players on defense that they think can help in their youngins. We don't need no more of them people. We tried that last time we went. And put us in a hole. We don't need that. If these dudes not going to stay here for the long run, get them out now. Bring young talent in. We got the best D team. We got good corners and the best O-line with Saquon Harris back there. Like, what are we talking about? We still got the best team in the country. Everybody calm down. Let Howie do his thing and sit back and wait till the first week. That's when we can get excited again. Right now, just relax and celebrate the Super Bowl for the next couple months. It's okay. Josh Sweat, Gardner, all them dudes, I love y'all, but y'all not here for the long run.
Well, not anymore. I mean, that is for sure. DOT, I love the passion. That's a good phone call. I want to make this clear.
What's that?
My point is, on the scale, if there's a scale, and the scale is, the top of the scale is Hugh Douglas, whatever Hugh you want to talk about. Maybe it's plant-based Hugh or Eagle Hugh. If the scale is Eagle Hugh Douglas and just some average player, Josh Sweat is closer to Hugh in an Eagles uniform than just some guy. That's what bothered me yesterday, just the dismissal of Josh Sweat as if he can't play.
No, I get that.
He's got 43 sacks in an Eagles uniform. He just had 2.5 in the Super Bowl, and it's like, who cares? Move on. Okay, and they may be able to replace him, but that bothered me, and that's where it came from, right? That DOT brought a lot.
I feel like you forgot they won the Super Bowl.
Did I?
He said you feel like you forgot. You forgot, Joe?
I did not, no. I feel like all right, now I didn't forget, but does it have anything to do with the roster that's right here right now? They got to try to win next year's Super Bowl.
I'm very tired of that they just won the Super Bowl thing.
It was an
amazing time, but if the Eagles think that way, they're in trouble.
Right. And in some ways...
they're trying to win another one.
In some ways, I think they realize that, and that's why they're doing this, because they're trying to plan for the big picture. But next year is its own thing. Big V in Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Joe Chilio Pinsolio. Joe, come on.
What did I do now, Big V?
Oh, listen. I don't want you to, have another existential meltdown.
No, I told you, I'm calm today. Calm, level-headed, easy going today.
Okay, listen. It's not a reset. It's just a refresh. It's just like more of a recharge.
Mm.
Because, some people, got to go. I mean, because these guys are looking for generational wealth, and who are we to stand in their way? Let them go. And I understand people are all heartbroken about it because you come to love them and, they're like family because they're in your living room every Sunday. But listen, Howie is on a pace for a dynasty, okay? Not just a Super Bowl and then another one in the next 7 or 8 years. So he's got some people in place right now. Howie is the master of just about everything in terms of the cap and in terms of picking talent, and we've got even better coaches to coach up the people who everybody has written off, with the exception of Huff. I don't know what happened to him, but listen, relax. Take a deep breath.
That's the whole point today. I am relaxed. And everyone's actually mad at me for being so relaxed. I'm just telling you, I'm prepared for a reset year.
You came in today, you was like, you know what? I'm not going to let anybody get him.
Nope, not today. It's Friday. Not today.
By any chance, did your wife listen to the show? Did she listen in, or did she get some feedback and say, hey,
She doesn't typically listen because she's at school during the day. But people tell her what's going on.
So they told her that you you went in.
Oh, I don't know. She didn't mention it. She might know.
Hey, Hugh, did you give him a gummy or something?
No, I didn't. Joe does not partake,
sometimes,
man.
Sometimes you just see things clearly, Big V.
Hugh's kind of stingy, too.
With the gummies?
In general.
Stingy Douglas?
Yeah, that's a
frugal Douglas.
Yeah, frugal Douglas.
He doesn't want one. I always try to share. Everybody say my milligrammage is too high for him.
Yeah, well, that would probably be the case.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's
high dose you.
It's not that bad.
Big V, what do you got for us? What do you got for us in terms of a Hugh you like?
I like DOA Hugh. DOA Douglas.
DOA Douglas?
Yeah, dead on arrival. He says that defense is a luxury. That's DOA.
But yet and still, we're rising like the Phoenix. And
that's like Doug in Douglas.
We're
losing defensive players left and right.
Do we have Die on the Hill Douglas? Because Hugh's pretty good at that. I mean, Hugh will die on hills every day on
every
show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll put that on.
Okay. I will embrace a bad take like no other.
No, you won't.
Well, that's why you fit in so well at WIP. I mean, that's what we do 24 days.
Hot take, Hugh.
Hot take? Not so much hot take.
Well, the defense is a luxury.
A hot take.
Yeah, it is.
That was an awesome take that has stood the test of time.
But you know it's hot when everyone's mad about it.
No, they're just mad about it because they didn't understand.
Well, so can a hot take be right, though?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, they were mad because they didn't understand.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's the extra flame on it that people aren't prepared for.
The thing is, a lot of the hot takes ended up being right. They take time. You got to let them marinate.
Yeah.
Like, remember last year when we brought up the idea of bringing in Justin Fields as a backup, and everybody, I mean, we got crushed.
And the Eagles explored it.
And the Eagles absolutely explored it. Justin Fields then became a backup who, you know, won a few games for the Steelers.
And the Eagles traded for another former first-round pick. It just wasn't as exciting of a player.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then the Harper back-to-right field thing, which was, again, stupid WIP. And now that Harper's going to do it, is considering doing it. What a team guy. Always knew that Harper was like this. A great idea.
It's not easy being ahead of the curve.
No, it's not.
We find that out every day on the show. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's going on, Dream Team?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, listen, first of all, I just want to get something straight from yesterday. And, Hugh, you've been right this whole time. Put some respect on Jalen Nye, man. Let's stop putting this Josh Kelly in the same book as Jalen. He haven't accomplished anything. He is a loser.
Josh Kelly.
A loser, bro. Like, I don't understand why. Yeah, Josh Kelly. He the same as Jim Kelly.
Gotcha.
Josh, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Keep getting there and keep boozing out. He can't get it done. But the whole thing is, like, on some real, Jalen, he's about to go to another offensive coordinator, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't seen – you can't name one quarterback that has done or been through what Jalen's been through. And he's still coming out on top. And he still won us the Super Bowl. And guess what? This season, yes, it is for the offense because – A.J. been crying, a couple of other little receivers, you know, Smith probably cry here and there. So, guess what? He wanted them to show him the money this season. He wanted our defense did what they had to do, and I'm quite sure he have a lot of faith in Vic and what he's going to do with these young Thundercats. These Thundercats have been sitting, watching, and now they're hungry, now they're getting the opportunity to go in. So, that's what they've been waiting on. And they already been at practice, so you know who's going to do what, and that's what I'm saying. That's why we ain't getting them picks that we thought we was going to get, because these dudes, we already got them. We don't see it yet, but we're going to see it when the season starts.
Last but not least,
I just think it's going to be an offensive year. Jalen, A.J., Smith, Goddard, listen, I just need y'all to give everything this season, because guess what? All eyes on you this season, baby. The defense did what they had to do now. It's time for y'all to just cash out on everything.
Well, they better, and they can. I mean, they're talented enough to do it. Will, give us a Hugh you like. What's your favorite Hugh?
Oh, man, Hugh, listen, this is a network that you talk so much about, and maybe they'll give you your little start to your career as acting. QB Hugh.
QB Hugh. It's one we hear a lot about lately, actually.
Yeah, they've been calling, man. I just ain't had time.
Yeah, you can make time if you really want to be an actor.
I got to be here for the people, man.
That's right.
My people need me.
To be here. Will, good one there, man. We appreciate it. 215.
That's Hero Hugh. My people need me.
Yeah, that's right. 215-592-9490. For the city of Philadelphia will crumble if Hugh Douglas takes.
I can't leave.
He goes and shoots a movie. All right. On the other side, your phone calls, your favorite Hugh. The best answer we get today is we are putting together the bracket of Hughes. It is March Madness, not just here, not just every minute. It's March Madness everywhere, college basketball, but really for Hugh Douglas. The bracket of Hughes, your favorite Hugh. Are you coming to round to the idea in a reset year, or are you like Kyle and ignoring it, or like Hugh and not believing it? Where are you on that with the Eagles? On the other side, we'll also have a Clearwater check-in. Could the Phillies move a player before opening day to a team in need? We'll hit that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Who's cutting down the nets this March? Get in on all the tournament action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Bet on spreads, upsets, and the money line, and who you think will make a deep run. Bet $20 on a team you think wins it all, and if they do, you win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Plus, receive $10 in bonus bets for every win your team has in the tourney. Download ESPN Bet Sportsbook app to get started today. Must be 21+. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.